Democracy in the New Year 2024 is on the minds of the editorial writers. The Irish Independent comments that the strength of global democracy will be seen when more than 40% of the world goes to the polls this year. According to the Irish Examiner, the mobilisation of the youth vote, that great political pot of gold, could be a massive factor in many elections this year. From the UK to the US to Taiwan and on to India, Russia and here at home. The Irish Times points out that more than 2 billion voters in more than 50 countries will elect new governments in 2024. In many of the elections, voters are being offered profoundly different visions of the future of their societies. It is possible that the world could look very different in 12 months' time as a result of those choices, says the writer. The integrity of elections, the integrity of civil discourse is really important to society because that's what makes us a democracy. So says Ireland's media regulator, Jeremy Godfrey, chairman of Comisiún na Meán, as quoted in the Examiner's front page lead. He said that online misinformation and the threat of interference from foreign actors are a source of significant concern coming up to this year's local and European elections here. The Times leads with a report that the number of members of the Garda Síochána Roads Policing Unit fell by 47 in 2023. The news comes, the paper says, as figures showed that 184 people died on the roads that year, an almost 20% increase on the previous year. Housing is the main story for the Irish Daily Mail and the Independent. The Mail reports from a survey by the property website daft.ie, which you may have heard about in the bulletin, that a record number of first-time buyers are chasing the lowest supply of housing stock nationwide for more than a decade. The Independent reports the Housing Minister Dara O'Brien is saying that tax cuts for landlords introduced in the budget can be further strengthened to keep what he called good landlords in the market. The Irish Daily Star reports an online post by Shea Given, former Ireland goalkeeper, speaking of his grief over the deaths of his brother Ciarán and uncle Ambrose at Christmas. Ryan Tuberty, former RTE broadcaster, is on most front pages. Ryan and Shine, says the headline on the Irish Sun, which, like the Irish Daily Mirror, leads with the news that Tuberty is back on the airwaves this morning, for the first time since the RTE secret payment scandal erupted last summer, as the Mirror puts it. The Tuberty show on Virgin Radio UK will also be broadcast by Q102 in Dublin, and the Dublin station has an ad announcing that fact on the front page of the Irish Times. The Independent's front page photograph of Mr. Tuberty sends readers to an inside page which has profiles of three other people who, like him, made a fresh start at the age of 50.